This is KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for tuning in today. There's a medical mystery in Western Washington and nationwide that we're going to begin with today. An uptick in an illness that paralyzes the limbs of the children who get it. 8 local children have been hospitalized this fall. 1 has died. Seattle Times health reporter Jonelle Alicia is reporting on this. Jonelle, welcome.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
What is happening to these kids?
First of all, we've actually had one additional case reported today, another child, a 9th child, hospitalized at Seattle Children's. And what's been happening with these kids this fall is that they are coming down with sudden limb weakness or paralysis, and some of them have become very ill.
And you write that this illness is known as acute flaccid myelitis. What do we know about it?
That's right. Well, you know, we don't, and the CDC doesn't know an awful lot about it. It's a syndrome that is characterized, as we said, by paralysis or limb weakness, and sometimes brain swelling, and very, very occasionally death. It happens when kids get kind of a common illness, and all of a sudden their families will notice that they have some kind of weakness in a limb.
You said occasional death. I mentioned the loss of one Bellingham boy. How dangerous, how fatal is this disease or this syndrome?
Yeah, there are very, very few deaths associated so far. What the CDC tells us they're concerned about is what appears to be an uptick in the cases this year. They updated their totals and said that through September of this year, there have been 89 confirmed cases of AFM in 33 states. And in 2014, there were 120 cases. So far, only 2 of the cases here in Washington State have been confirmed AFM, and the little boy who died, the Bellingham boy, Daniel Ramirez, was not confirmed to be a case, but the CDC is still investigating.
I understand you spoke with Daniel's family. What did you hear from them?
Yeah. They said that he became ill a couple of weeks ago with high fever and vomiting, and then his parents took him to a hospital in Bellingham, and he was flown to Seattle Children's, and he just got worse and worse and tragically died.
Now, Jonelle, of course, we want to be careful here because it is scary to hear there's a mysterious, possibly fatal disease. And how alarming is AFM compared with other illnesses?
Well, we know that these cases occur only in about 1 of every million people, even with this cluster here and even with the rise in cases that CDC is concerned about. While there is no specific cause, we can't tell parents of a way to specifically prevent it. But the standard ways that we keep our kids healthy by washing hands, staying away from sick people, wiping off surfaces is what health officials are recommending to keep kids from falling ill.
And what about vaccinations? We can't help think about the fact that, as we've learned, there are many people in this area, this state, who don't vaccinate their children. Does that play any role in this?
No, what I'm told by health officials is that there is no evidence with AFM that people who are vaccinated are any more or any less likely to come down with it. So there is really no link between this illness and vaccinations that we know of.
Finally, Jonelle, what can we remember about this? What could a parent do to watch for or protect their kids from, any illness? But let's talk now about AFM.
Right. Well, parents need to take the steps that we mentioned to keep their kids healthy. But, you know, if they see any sign of any weakness in arms or legs or maybe any facial drooping, they should make sure to contact their healthcare providers just as soon as possible.
We've been talking with Seattle Times health reporter Jonelle Alicia, telling us about an uptick in AFM, acute flaccid myelitis, and we'll keep watching it. Jonelle, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.